All right. I'm sitting here with Roman, and you gave a short introduction about one of your own projects that you and your colleague develop, and it's about structuring publications.
Yes, immediately at the moment of writing. Mm-hmm. So this tool is called Sky, and it was created with intention to make publication and research easy readable, not only by humans, but by machines as well, in the sake of reproducibility and replication of research. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And maybe you can give us a very short introduction, how this works and what kind of platform you use and what were the first objectives you looked into?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually it's pretty simple. Researchers just have to open his Google Docs, and within Google Docs he'll find this extension. It will be published within 1 or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then it's the same native process of writing paper. You just type it as it is, select term, for example, some proteins, and by highlighting them, system automatically proposes link to the external database, for example, to UniProt. And in result, researcher submits two files to the journal for the peer review and the later for publishing. One of them is plain and standard text, or doc file. Mm-hmm. And second one is a structured format that later can be reused by journal to create a meta publication to be readable with all nice pop-ups and automatically created graphs on the HTML page of the journal. Mm-hmm. And also readers can download this publication in structured format and upload it automatically, for example, to R. Mm-hmm. And this way they easily can try in silico to experiment and to model research that was done by their colleagues.
Okay, so it's not only about the publication process, it's actually providing a basis for reusing parts of it, reproducing parts of it, modifying it. So it's kind of a sharing aspect as well, and reusage, basically.
Yeah, indeed. It's a very good description. So actually we would like, of course, utopic idea is to make all scientists feel like they are in single room and collaborating together, but it's impossible. But at least we would like to make it much more easy for colleagues worldwide in the same sphere, in the same discipline, to easily read, upload, share, experiment with the same data, provide feedback, and moreover, base their next research really on the data of their colleagues, not to begin from scratch, but reutilize this data, so that this way science will be able to move much forward in its development. Mm.
And you said that the project is still in a very early stage, so you're releasing kind of an alpha version and going public with it now.
Yeah.
Which is a very, very nice opportunity that you actually gave us an introduction to this at this point in time. What will be the next steps for this project?
Okay. So, indeed, from the one side, it's early stage, like you mentioned, alpha. But this alpha is fully usable at this moment. Mm-hmm. So almost no limitations, only a lot of plans to develop it further. So, from the very early moment of its publication, we are going to create together with early adopters first publications with it, publish with first journals those papers, and later after that, we will go from one discipline to another. For example, only to neurosciences. Mm-hmm. And then create full stack of structuring the research together with scientists, and so that it will provide full advantage of the replication of research in this particular discipline. Mm-hmm. And this way we'll go from discipline to discipline, cover it fully, or maybe at least we'll cover 50% of all possible structuring within discipline, cover full disciplines, first of all, in life sciences, and then we'll make next phase. But in any case, it's of course, it's a very long process, but core idea is that immediately from the start, so from the, let's say, next week, there is already a huge benefit, even by highlighting authors in the papers, so that from now, all journals that require ORCID ID, for example, will be easily get it from this structure, easy from this paper. And for authors, it will be very easy to submit their IDs to the journals.
Yeah.
So immediately from next week, you know, it's a lot of it provides a lot of benefits to community and to journals.
Mm. What would you take as a learning from this session? Was there something that is of specific value to your work?
Yeah, of course. So much that I even can't say it immediately. In any case, I'm really happy that questions of peer review and especially registered reports are discussed here, because indeed it would be really great if a particular research could be analyzed and discussed by community, discussed by reviewers, but by another colleagues on the early, very early stage. Not after 1 year of research, 1 year of submitting to journals, and so 2 years left, and then only we have publication. But from the day one, we can discuss with professors worldwide what is going on, to have their feedbacks, etc., etc. So initiatives like open reviews and registered reports are really great, and I really like that people are discussing them. So I hope that this movement, and especially feeling that we need to change science, and that science actually belongs not only to publishers, but it belongs to society, it belongs to taxpayers. It's a very important feeling, and with this feeling we can transfer it to another level.
Yeah. If people are interested to look into your project, where can they find information?
So the most easy way is to type sky.com, like shortening of science, sci.ai, or at our or at the site of our company, expanse.com. So full information there. Moreover, we would be happy to be in contact with almost everyone in this ecosystem, with authors, with editorials from journals, from commercial organizations like big pharma companies that would like to have access to early stage research and their data, let's say to almost with almost everyone, because we feel that it's a collaborative effort, a science collaborative effort, and only together we can make, let's say, huge benefit and huge advance for science.
Okay. Thanks for sharing your insights.
Yeah. Thank you as well. Thank you for great questions.